Nishmas Rachapella Shemaisha Moshe Chai Ben Adidya. Hoshana Rabba Tavshin Pei Beis. Let's try to understand the Kedusha. What's the message of Hoshana Rabba? The Rishonim call Hoshana Rabba as Yom Arava. It's the day of the willow. It's the day of the Arava. What's the significance Dafka calling Hoshana Rabba after the Arava?
Before I forget, let's continue to make sure that we're davening, learning with the Schus for Shema for Baruch Ben Miriam as a Shabbos Torah. So Maisa, why does Hoshana Rabba have to do with the Yom Arava? Says the Taz in Simit Tov Reish Samach Dalet Sifkot and Beis, an incredible thing. Because every other day, when it comes to the Arava, it's not Doicha. If it's not Doicha Shabbos, why is it Doicha Shabbos? Im Yom Hashvi. The Arava is not Doicha Shabbos except for one day. And what day is that? That day is Shabbos. Kiven Sheva Mikdash Hayagam Ken Yosir Kedush Biyom Zeh. Shana Kiven Sheva Palman Biyom Zeh. That's why you circle around 7 times. Because at the end of the day, and he says it from different things, from different Mishnayos, the end of the day, any other day of Sukkot, it would not be Docha besides the 7th day, which is Hoshana Rabbah. We see this as an intrinsic connection between Yom HaShvi'i of Sukkot and the Arava. At the end of the day, any other day fell out, Shabbos fell out, you wouldn't have the Aravas. But the 7th day, it would be Doicha Shabbos. So there's a very strong connection between the Arava and Hoshana Rabba. What's the connection? That's the Nigla. The Nistar, this is the take-home point from the Sas Emes. Sas Emes teaches us a beautifully sown in Tov Reish Nun. Sas Emes says an incredible thing. Hoshana Rabba is the day that even the Jews who feel like they're down and out, they have no tam and no reach. Right? We know famously the Medrash tells us that the different Dala Minim represent different types of Jews, and the Arava represents lo tam below reach. There's no taste and there's no smell. And Rav Kook has a similar idea as well. At the end of the day, the people that they had a bechina of Arava, they feel like they can't come back to their Rabbeinu Shalom. That lo sivili yoshia, they feel like they're down and out. It was he saying, though Nachs doesn't tell him Tov Kook Tav Zayin. Says the Sas Emes, when you have that leave nishpa, you have that hachna'a, perish, ayidi sheyodim shehem dalim and srichim hivashel lahem ayishu. At the end of the day, when a person realizes they have nothing else to, they have no report card, they have no schusim besides leaning on the Rabbeinu Shalom and begging for mercy, that in itself is the Hoshana Rabba. At the end of the day, we saw from the Rishonim called Hoshana Rabba Yom Rabba. And the Taz says at the end of the day, the Mishnah is saying in Sukkah that there's only certain days they have for the Arava, and only the 7th day, Hoshana Rabba, will be Docha Shabbos. We see there's an internal connection between Hoshana Rabba and Arava from the Taz. And the Sas Emes tells us that at the end of the day, the Arava of the Medrash tells us there's lo tam below reach. That the Arava has no taste and no smell. And just like it has no taste and no smell, that's also every single Jew. Every single Jew, sometimes they feel like they're down and out. They have no Torah, they have no Ma'asim Tovim. But says the Sas Emes, that's the entrance way. That's the entrance way to the Yeshua. At the end of the day, when a person realizes they have no one else to return to, besides they don't have any chosim, that is the entrance way to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he quotes the Gemara in Chulin, Pei Tesam and Af, and Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lo Mirab Chol Mikomim, Chet Shech Hashem Lachem, Ki Atam Amad Mikol Am Medvarim Zayin Zayin. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, the reason I love you is because you humble yourselves. Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Chai Yisro, Chushkeni Lachem Shafilu B'Shah Shani Mashvi Lachem Gedula, Atem Matim Atzmach L'Chavon Fonai. Even when I want to give you greatness and I give you wealth and I give you honor, you still realize at the end of the day, it all comes from Rabbeinu Shem. Kadosh Baruch Hu Mashpil and the Chazdom is Bonim Ha'emes She'ein Ruim Mekach Ma'atim Yasman Yoiser. Every single time when we realize that we're not Zoicha to anything, and we have proper Karsa Tov, that is what Kadosh Baruch Hu says. Now you get it. So at the end of the day, Yom Hoshana Rabba, it's the day of the Arava, it's the day for the Arava below Tam below Reach, the day that Doicha Shabbos. But the deeper idea, says the Sas Emes, for us to be able to realize when we come into Hoshana Rabba, and we said before, the Bnei Yisrael says, Hoshana Rabba, Hoshana, save us on the 51st day. The 51st day being Hoshana Rabba, with the Rabbeinu Shem's ultimate mercy and kindness and rachamim. Each and every single one of us, what's the entrance way to be saved for the Chasima Hoshana Rabba? It's when we feel like lo tam v'lo reach, and we humble ourselves, that in itself, we submit ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that in itself brings the Yeshua. As the Shem Yisparach, when we daven on Hoshana Rabba, she had that in mind, that at the end of the day, every single one of us, we'll l'shtigl David HaMelech, like our Shor says, David is Hoshana Rabba. So I think you go from the Sas Emes and other tzaddikim, David, the word David is David, Dalet Vav Dalet. Dal, Vav, Dalet. Dalet is Dal, to lower. Vav is the connector, and Dal again. You humble yourself. The inyan of Hoshana Rabba is to have humility, submission. And when a Jew feels like the low time of the Reach, and they still submit themselves to Rabbeinu Shalom, that in itself brings the Yeshua. Shvi Zochem et Shem to good fitzel, Gmarach and work in our Nivas, and realize that every single one of us have that entrance way, and it starts with submitting ourselves to the one and only, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rabbeinu Shalom, Avinu Malkeinu. Wish him good fitzel, Shalom.